Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Digital platform, that means that you can help spread the word. And we have a lot of ignorant Americans right now that really, and I'm not saying this to be insulting, really. Ignorant is not an insult. It means you just don't know yet. And we have to educate the people because we're going to need the sound of marching feet to turn this around, the communist takeover of America. They're going to take away your religion. The World Economic Forum came out, and they ordered the Western so-called democracies to do away with God, do away with the Bible, and if you allow the Bible to continue, you must remove all references to God. Could it be any more clear? They're going after everything, everything. And folks, we need to wake up the world, really. And if we don't, and we don't get the people to rise up against this tyranny, we clearly are entering the tribulation. And what is it? 3 out of 4 people will die in the tribulation. All life would disappear if Jesus didn't return. I don't know that it's written in stone. We have to go through it now. But if we don't rise up and stand up against this, we're going to be going through it. And your life will never be the same. Sorry to be so dramatic to kick the show off, but that's where we're at. And Doug and I are going to be talking about some extremely dramatic things today because we've had enough. We've had enough. Ted Brewer said on my show that 90% of the alt media is compromised. I could not agree with him more. Doug and I talk about this frequently in private. We're not going to sit here and name names because I'm not going to give attention to those people. Hopefully you come here because you see Doug and I have nothing to gain. We're not part of a group. We don't rely on groups to support us. I have my retirements. I can just walk away from this. I choose not to because God has called me to fight in this the same as I've called Doug Thornton to fight in this. And since you've probably already guessed, this is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. And we're really glad to be with you. My partner, Doug Thornton of American Vindicta. I'm from the Common Sense Show. And together, we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. And Noble Gold is a way right now that you can extricate your retirement from the banks. And Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says they can take your money anytime they want. They'll call it a bail-in. They might give you a percentage. Whatever thievery they decide to employ at whatever level, you can rest assured that you're not going to walk away with full value. They're going to cushion their fall from the planned economic demise with your money. Well, don't give them that opportunity. Noble Gold can separate you from your bank, put you in control of your own retirement, and gold back it. And gold has held its value for 6,000 years. They can also save your bank account the same way. But rather than go into more detail, let me just say this. I can send you a free information packet that describes everything that Noble Gold can do, and there'll be a number for you to call. And you'll go, well, that's easy. No one's going to be pestering me. That's not the way they do business. By the way, I've been an advertiser for 6 years and a customer of Noble Gold for 5. So I put my money where my mouth is. I'd encourage you to do it too. Now, I have to give the disclaimer that unfortunately, Sam Bankman-Fried, who's gotten a walk from the federal government and will not be going to jail, he didn't have to make this disclosure, but we will. We're glad to comply with the law. We want people to make informed decisions. So past performance is no indicator of future performance, and all investments carry an inherent risk. True. There's a reason why I've been with Noble Gold as a customer for 5 years. So let me send you that free information packet at DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And this is the way to go, folks. I'm telling you, you stay with the banks, you're going to be destroyed. And I have personal history. My mom's family, they were very, very wealthy when she was young. And in fact, actually, we're related to the Henry Ford family on that side of the family, prominent politicians and the whole nine yards. And no one lifted a finger to help them when the fall came. They had their money in real estate and they had their money in utilities and in the stock market, and they lost their ass. And I don't want that to happen to any of you. My mom went from riches to rags, had TB as a kid. Terrible health situation, terrible living conditions after living in a mansion. Don't let that happen to you. DaveHodgesGold.com. One more sponsor here very quickly. Storable food. Soon the only food you're going to have in your home by design is what they let you have. Bugs, aquatics, plants. Oh, no red meat for you. And therefore, I'm going to suggest to you right now you get as much storable food as you possibly can. And that gives us time to effect a change. But if you are dependent on these people for your food supply, you will not be rebelling against the establishment, no matter how satanic, how evil they are. So you need to get your own food supply. There are specials involved right now. They're 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. Go to food.com. foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. Those are the two primary sponsors for Live Reads today. Doug Thornton from American Vindict is with us, and we want to start with a story that came out of Slovenia. And again, listen, vaccines were poison. That's the official position of this show. And it seems now that one-third were not poison. They were neutral. Doug, I'm going to let you take this. Welcome to the show. It's good to do this report with you. But I want you to take the case of this Slovenian nurse and explain to some of the allusions I've made here with regard to the vaccine intent, purposes, and what they were trying to accomplish.
Right on, Dave. It's good to be back with you.
Yep.
For those of you who don't know, I just came back from teaching my latest active shooter awareness training course out in Teleco Plains at Ready Made Resources. So to all of our guys and gals who showed up, who are dedicated to listening to the Intel Report, to the Common Sense Show, and to American Vindicta, so great and lovely to meet you all, brothers and sisters. Had a wonderful time. I hope we see each other again. But Dave, man, since, what do we say, 2020, we knew this whole COVID thing was bogus, and then we knew that the subsequent mRNA vaccines, which I have to admit, they did get out quite quickly. They were kind of ready for this. None of us trusted it, and Trump did not help by pushing it, and he still is pushing the vaccines. So either Trump is part of the problem, which sometimes I'm certain to think he is, or he is so naive that he's become part of the problem. This is the hard thing to understand with the shots. Now, this is coming from a lady in Slovenia. I'll just read it for you. The head nurse of the University Medical Center in, I can't even pronounce his name, in Slovenia, which takes care of receiving the vaccine bottles, has resigned today. She went in front of the cameras and took out the vaccine bottles. She showed the people that the codes on the bottles, which are QR codes. All right, QR codes. If anyone knows what a QR code is, at each corner, Dave, when we talked about the 1, 2, and 3, the bottles would have either a small square in a corner that would stand for 1 or 2 of them for the number 2, or 3 of them in each corner for the number 3. And here's what that correlates to. And number 1, if you get a vial and the QR code on the back has 1 square inside the corner of the QR code, it means that it's a placebo and it is saline. Number 2, which means that there's 2 squares that are inside the corners of the QR code, means that it is the mRNA vaccine. And then number 3, if you see 3 squares inside 3 corners of the QR code, it is the mRNA vaccine with the oncogene, a mutated gene that triggers the development of cancer. People who receive it will develop soft tissue cancer within 2 years. She says that she personally witnessed all the politicians and tycoons receiving the number 1 vial for their vaccine, so they all received a saline solution, a placebo. Now, mm-hmm. We had many, many of our politicians come right out, take the shot, laugh and smile, no big deal, walk off. And then you had, and you know, what's our average age politician? 50 and up. But yet, you had young people from all over the world dropping dead from seizures. I've heard everything from going blind to having a rickets-like attack on their body, to people, you know, completely losing function of the arm that the shot went into, to cure almost like neuropathy after having the shot, and then to people dying. And, you know, somewhere in between there of, you know, being seriously injured. But almost never did we see, at least in America, our supreme commanders, our politicians, get hurt from all this. Now, I'm not saying that they didn't, but for the most part, Dave, I don't think we saw any of our major politicians, congressmen, senators, who were hurt by this vaccine. But I had guys that I went and worked with, actually in my own office, who had vaccine injuries, voted for Democrat, still had vaccine injuries. You know, the damnedest thing they said was, oh, yeah, man, you know, I took that shot. I felt like death warmed over for about a week and a half to 2 weeks after. And I still kind of feel woozy about it. But, hey, you know, I'm safe now. And then they go take the second shot. And they go take the third shot. And we have the best athletes in the world, cardiovascular-wise, which I think personally are soccer players, dying left and right. So how do you explain this? Explain this to me, Dave. You have three different types of vaccines, a placebo, the mRNA vaccine, the mRNA vaccine plus the extreme cancer-causing agent. Do you think that's real? Do you think what she's saying is real?
Well, not only do I think it's real, I've seen documentation that vaccine side effects were more tied to red states, and this really fills in a lot of those gaps. So, yes, I do think it's real.
And for people who are listening to us that are from outside the United States, red states means, in America, a conservative state that typically votes Republican. So what you're saying is almost targeting, Dave.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Well, expound upon that. Why would they do that?
Okay, so what are red states known for? Constitution, personal liberty, economic achievement, low reliance on government handouts and government control of people's lives as a result of that welfare state. So what does the left want, the people who want to take over the world? Well, they want just the opposite of all those values. So what do they need to do? They need to reduce the population of people who would oppose them philosophically. So, I mean, ultimately, what people don't realize, whether you're from the left or the right and you're a regular person, they're targeting you for elimination eventually for all of you. But I think the first wave of attack here was on the conservatives, and they used vaccines in part to do it. The documentation is pretty damn good about targeting red states primarily. And the saline solution for politicians makes a lot of sense. Absolutely makes sense.
Well, now we have a new virulent. I'm not sure I'm even aware of this. There is a new COVID virulent. Starts something with an A. I saw it come up on one of my news feeds. I didn't even want to even pick it up anymore and read it. This was predicted by Bill Gates, like, was that 101 or 102? And now we have 201, which is another prediction of another virulent stream, which should start to happen around this time frame, coincidentally. And from there, after event 201, the next one, and recall this, Dave, do you remember we researched a probably 10, 15 page document that was from Bill Gates' people that we found after the whole 201 thing? And they said that here's our design-based threat analysis of what the next threats are going to be, and it's going to be a bioweapon by terror attack, and it's going to start in the U.S.
Yes, I've heard that.
And their date was 2024, if I'm correct. Well, we're not talking about the fact that, you know, just recently in Africa, gosh, the country escapes me, that just had the little civil war, we're having to get all of our people out of it, that there was bioweapons that were stolen by terrorists.
Was that Uganda?
So there's a lot of things Uganda? At play. No, it wasn't Uganda. I'll have to talk to our State Department friend. But I do know this, no one's tracking any of that. So no one knows where that is. Just like how no one's tracking where, you know, 30 tons of ammonia nitrate is.
Yeah, that disappeared from the radar, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah. nobody cares, right? Because we're so busy trying to put Trump in office, regardless if we like him or not, or spread transsexual, homosexual ideology all over the place. Did you know people coming from Venezuela right now, illegals, are petitioning the government to be given exile because they're homosexuals?
And Venezuela. Are you surprised? Seriously. I mean, it's ridiculous on its face, but are you surprised?
No, I'm not. And I won't be surprised if they do get asylum. But here's what's funny, though. Venezuela is a what kind of country?
It's Marxist, total dictatorial.
A communist.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's a communist country. So you mean to tell me that the left, who's obsessed with communism, down with patriarchy, the Constitution needs to be rewrote, Marxists and Leninists had it right in the late 1800s, early 1900s. But now you have these people coming from a communist country saying, no, they're killing us. And we're not allowed to be our normal selves, which I don't agree with any of it. Just regurgitating what I read. And most likely they will be given asylum. Meanwhile, we have Christians coming from war-torn countries, like China, and other areas, and to include in the Middle East, that are trying to come over here and go the legal route, as far as that legal route will allow them, because good luck leaving China legally and trying to do the whole legal route.
Yeah. And how do they get here without support? Exactly.
And don't tell me that they just go and they find the random ferry that's not being observed by the 5 million cameras that are in the harbors. That's such a lie. Anyone coming from China in mass droves is a military element that's being sent here. I have no idea why they're being sent to like Peru, South America, and they have to do a 2,000-mile journey, unless they're getting training along the way, unless it's just not the right time for them to hit there, and they can, if stuff goes bad, you have multiple countries that they can stay in until it blows over.
Yep.
I've considered that. But for like people that are actually Christian, when COVID first happened, my wife and I were speaking to a pastor and his sister in China. They had to do a whole underground church thing. And they were trying to escape China. But from what we were understanding in the communication was that it was just almost impossible unless you had so much money you could pay people off, which that happens everywhere. I'm not surprised. And then talking with this, my wife and this guy's sister talking months down the road, and he died. They killed him because he was a pastor. So that reality is unknown to Americans, but what's going to be known to Americans soon, and look, we're raising the alarm bells, but we're not screaming from the rooftops because I think most of the listeners understand this. World War III, pandemics, the food crisis, the whatever, amphibian crisis.
People are saying, what's the amphibian crisis? I know what you mean.
On YouTube, whenever we mention our group, the amphibians, people who believe they can go from tadpole to full-blown frog and be asexual. You can be whatever fairy tale creature you want, brother. I don't care. Do it on your side of the street. Don't cross over to mine. We'll be fine. I'll pray for you. But I call them amphibians because that – you know why also? Is because that stops me from using any other derogatory term.
True.
And as a Christian, I want to watch my mouth.
Exactly. I agree with that. And amphibians is not really derogatory. It just means the ability to morph, right?
This is correct. It's science-based. Which I'm talking about the same group who hates it, hates science completely.
That's because science disputes everything they stand for.
I know, but the idiocracy is now that you have someone like Joe Biden. Oh, can we mention what another one of Joe Biden's blunders? So Joe Biden was in a meeting with the Prime Minister or President of India. He says, sorry, I kept you guys waiting. Well, never mind. So one time I've sold state secrets and something else along the line. He's like, okay, well, never mind. Let's just start off with the meeting. And everyone's blowing it up on Twitter and on social media. And I get it because he admitted to his crimes that we know he did. And then he says, you know, I'm just joking, but really. And so now the White House actually posted that whole, I was just joking, but really, his backpedaling. So the guy is senile, but what you can't backpedal is whenever a young black girl stands up and says, what advice would you have for me if I was driving down the road and I was pulled over? And he said, well, if you were my daughter, you would be Caucasian and you wouldn't be getting pulled over. The audacity of this statement escapes me.
Well, like I said in our pre-air discussion, when Biden back in the 70s was lobbying as a senator to prevent school integration from becoming complete and full, as he should have been doing, he said just the opposite. He said, we don't want our schools to become jungles. That might have been one of the most racially prejudiced statements I've ever heard a politician make.
Absolutely. We are all to be treated equal.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the real white supremacist. And when you catch on to their little schemes and you learn that the real white supremacists are typically leftists, who are in, you know, the military-industrial complex, they're in politics, and they turn everyone against you, but they do it. It's to protect them. That's what it is. It's all about to protect them. Moving right along, you and I talked about Russia a little bit. I thought we would take on the task of Russia. During this whole Pride Month thing, there's been a lot of protests. Pray, people. That's all we can do for this country is pray. But here's one sign that shows Putin as a vampire. And it says, Putin is eating the rainbow. And it's a rainbow that is covered in blood coming into his mouth with different people of different colors of the rainbow who are being gobbled up into him, and it says, Putin outlaws trans care. I'm in complete support of that. Putin outlawed the whole LGBT plus thing. You remember in 2017, he said that, in front of his nation, he said that the Western leaders, especially in America, have become a bunch of overly sexualized satanic pedophiles. And I'm like, you know, between the WEF hating on him, the West hating on him, the WHO hating on him, and his people have not revolted against him. Now you can add in fear or whatever, but Dave, as you said, we're no longer the shining hope of the world. It might actually be Russia.
Yeah. There's a view out there, and I don't fully endorse it, but I admit it's possible, that Putin's controlled opposition and I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. The World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization control all the Western so-called democracies. They don't have to go any further than that. Putin used to be a member of the WEF, and he withdrew because he had economic disagreements with things like there'll be no capitalism, there'll be no industry. And he said, I'm not going to commit national suicide. So he got out of the WEF. I wouldn't want to live in Russia. I wouldn't want to be under Putin. But isn't it ironic here that Putin is protecting Christians? Putin protects his citizens from nuclear attack by periodically doing drills where up to 40 million Russians will be somewhat protected as much as possible. Putin defends his industrial integrity of his nation and doesn't compromise to the WS policies. I don't think that's controlled opposition. Putin is about Putin. He is an egomaniac who wants to retain power at any cost. And he's going to do what he thinks the people will support, and then mix in a little totalitarianism, and you got Putin's leadership, and he is opposed to the rest of the world. He is the remaining obstacle, which is why since 2014, the international forces have directed everything at undoing Russia. They wanted to start the war that's coming back in 2014, but they weren't able to pull it off. And then when Trump dared to mess with their establishment in Ukraine, which was totally criminally corrupt, we know now, they tried to impeach him for the threat of exposing it. So that's how I see this, Doug. Putin is the last bastion of freedom for humanity. And what a terrible guardian of the gate he is, but he may be the only one.
Well, you know, I never know what the good Lord will do. And if he raises up someone like Vladimir Putin to be a safe haven for Christians and for the faith of Christianity, the ability to actually practice Christianity, mm-hmm. not in fear, and it would be in Russia, you know, I mean.
Yeah, I agree. Look at Paul in the Bible. Was there a more despicable person than Paul? There wasn't. And look at the work he did for the Lord. The Lord will raise up reprobates, transform them, and use them. I think Putin's yet to be transformed. But his nation is now allowing as much Christian freedom as we have, and we're going in two opposite directions right now.
Hey, man, I was a reprobate. God pulled me out of it, raised me up.
It's true. We're all reprobates unless we're cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's the only way.
Not unique in that, Doug.
And that's the only way. It's not through religion. It's not through your religion. It's not through your religion. It's only through the blood of Christ. And if you put your religious materials and practices on top of the efficacious of Jesus, on top of the Redeemer, well, then you're sinning against God. So for everyone who does that, buyer beware, your religion or Christ, that's your choice. I want to read this to you. With the whole Wagner Group thing going into mutiny against Putin, he says that he has stopped the civil war. He was addressing his security service, the FSB, and the military, and he said, you have de facto stopped the civil war. You acted in a clear and well-coordinated manner in a difficult situation. We did not have to remove combat detachments from the special military occupation zone, which is obviously eastern Ukraine. Let me see. Now it's been revealed that at least 12 Russian pilots were killed as Wagner convoys made their way to Moscow Saturday, before the armed march was called off. Mm-hmm. I did not know that anyone was killed yet. Let me see. Putin says Russia's armed forces essentially stopped a civil war, did such a good job that Russia didn't have to remove any units from the war zone in Ukraine, and is now holding moments of silence for the pilots that were killed. You know, and I'll say this, hate the guy, love the guy, whatever. He honors his people, and he damn sure honors his troops. Standing in the rain, standing in blizzards for Memorial Days, that man will go out there and salute a fallen soldier's memorial and not move. And Joe Biden will sit there and look at his watch, wondering how long it takes.
What an outstanding example.
Yeah, and we're over here trying to, defend America? Defend our politicians? Look, don't get your panties in a wad. We're not talking about you, the individual American. The people who are leading this country to the gates of hell, that's who we're talking about. And I want to bring up a scenario, Dave, that we have discussed tactically many times, a little bit of tactical application and practical application here. He said civil war. Okay? So hang on to that, ladies and gentlemen. A couple of years ago, Dave, probably before we went on air together, and obviously afterwards, I proposed you a question of how, because you asked me how would America be taken down? And I proposed you a question of if Russia got itself into a civil war, I'm sorry, I'm still tired. If Russia was in a civil war and coup CIA operated, doesn't really matter, it's irrelevant. And they lost the continuity of government, especially if Putin was either A, killed, or B, not heard from for at least 96 hours. How long would the world wait for a nuclear-armed Russia with the most nuclear weapons, notoriously corrupt government? How long would the world wait to invade Russia in order to, quote, stabilize, like what we did in Iraq and in Afghanistan? And we brought, what, 20, 30 nations with us when we did it? I'd give it maybe 96 hours, maybe a little bit more. If they can't be reached, probably honestly, like the way I see things going on right now, because every leader in the world has done a handshake with the devil between COVID and the queer rights stuff, the LGBT queer rights stuff that they talk about all the time. I'm not sure. I think they're salivating at this point, especially with Ukraine, right? Everybody in the world is saying that Putin has to be dethroned, and that's what Ukraine has turned into. Biden's administration admitted that it's no longer about the Ukrainian people. It's about destabilizing Russia, and then it's about removing Putin. And if we went in there and we, quote, stabilized Russia after 96 hours of no communication between either UN or NATO, we're going to move in on them. And here's the other thing. It's not that tactically it's wrong, but the application and the reason for why is wrong. The application of why we'd be doing it is because we started this. Obviously, the Biden and Obama administrations have started this war. And then we manipulated it. We manifested all the problems that are going on. Yeah, Lindsey Graham walk around saying somebody just finally needs to assassinate Putin.
Lindsey who?
You know,
Lindsey who?
Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, Lindsey Uniparty Graham. I don't care what he says. Yeah.
Little sweetheart Lindsey. So between the Russian, the mob, the military, the people, the security services, the Wagner groups, if these groups aren't talking to each other, you have no continuity of government, and you have still between 4,000 to 6,000 intercontinental ballistic missiles live, by the way, and being updated, being worked on, unlike ours. Ours aren't being updated and being worked on to be maintained. That's it. Then you do have a security risk. You do have quite the security risk, but it's because we're doing it in a way that we can take advantage of it. All these ringleaders around the world, man, do you not think in the next G7 summit that they had recently or whatever summit that they have that they're not planning this? Things are going to play out. You're going to have a reactionary event that's going to happen because we're going to get the Wagner group to go in there and they're going to stage a coup. And here's the thing, though. The Wagner group didn't have to fire a shot for the world to go, Putin is losing control of his military. And immediately that night, we were at the training event. Me and all the guys that were there were watching it at the restaurant, and I'm just going, my Lord, the scenario that got put in my head. If Russia got destabilized, how quickly would we move in on it because of the nuke situation? Well, if Russia can be moved on and be taken down and then be neutralized for the meantime, because whoever they replace Putin with, I do believe they'll kill Putin. I do believe that. If Putin will most likely be killed from someone on the inside, a little A2 Brutus, if you ask me, maybe Shugoy, right? Then that is now a working solution that you can get data from and then turn right around and look at the United States. And so the big question is, Dave, does China intervene or does China intervene on our behalf or Russia's behalf? Does China step in with its ally, Russia, and defend Putin? Or does China take advantage of the destabilization, either manufactured or real, so that it can seize the resources? And that could be an agreement. We'll control the eastern corridors and push ourselves westward. You hit Moscow, and we will do this pincer-like attack, and then we will help because we're the biggest country right next to them. We will help to stabilize there and keep our troops there as a police force like the UN, and they'll be getting all the resources, which is honestly, and I'll tell you this, I lean more towards China cooperating with NATO, because China currently, if it's going to turn the war engine, it has to have the military resources in order for the military industrial complex to work. Because right now, they're losing iron ore, copper, silver, gold, platinum, palladium, the ability to manufacture chips and rubber and a bunch of other stuff is starting to be sequestered from them by other countries. The major industrialized countries that are all on the NATO side, like Australia. Australia dealt a huge blow to them by denying them iron ore, and they need that for steel plants. And they don't have the ability to refine the iron ore either. So they have to build more stuff to, you know what I mean? They have to build more stuff for the refinery. So they're going to lean more towards these really small little bitty nations that they can take advantage of, like unfortunately in Africa, South America, Pacific Islands, the Caribbeans, which they are everywhere, Mexico. And then you have to have the timber for almost everything. So that's why they own the timber rights of Western Canada, like in Alberta and so on, up into the Yukon. They have bought the timber rights. And they're also getting the surface oil that's out there from what I've been told recently. I can't vet that. That's from a person out in Alberta who sent me that. So China, if it's going to be the world superpower, it would actually behoove China to play along with this little game, to build up its storehouses. And then when the NWO, Klaus Schwab, and all these other clown shows are ready, then you release the dragon. That's what I would do.
Interesting. Things have changed a little bit since we first asked that question, but fundamentally it's the same. There's a new report out that a new COVID variant, I believe is what they're calling it, has now been released. What do you know about this?
So I think this new COVID variant first started off in Europe. The name escapes me. Let me pull up my resource and get the name on it. Artemis, I think.
I'm going to take your word for it. I'm not familiar with the nickname they've given it. I just have read reference to the fact it's there. And
The strain was...
Do you think it'll be more deadly to get our attention this time? Because I think people are going to say they're crying wolf again and ignore the restrictions.
You know, that's a good question. So this new strain has been found in North Dakota and South Dakota and then some other states.
Red states.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 19 variants, including one in North Dakota. New strains are descendants of the Omicron variant. The strain is EU11. So EU11, that's among the new variants that are being tracked. It's now represented 1.7% of cases nationwide, has been identified in North and South Dakota, Colorado, Montana, Utah, Wyoming, flyover country. You're being targeted. You know why? You know what? Here's a training point for some of you. If I had my handy dandy whiteboard, I could be able to show you all this. Take a look at the nation as a whole from a map. Holistically, as you're looking at it, nowhere is safe, okay? But the places that are safer has been undecidedly North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. Now, certain parts of Colorado are not safe, but like the western side, southern side are really, really good and still very, very conservative. God bless all you guys out there. And so I look at that and I go, man, all the areas that me and all my buddies wanted to move to because there's nothing going on there. That's flyover country. Nobody cares about these places. And you know what's strange, Dave? North Dakota, South Dakota, billionaires have cabins out there. I've been to the billionaire cabins in Colorado. I've drove right by them. They're the size of a Cabela's, some of these cabins. Montana, all right, they're all over that southern part of Montana, and that all hangs around that Shenandoah Valley area, mm-hmm. around like Beartooth Pass, down into Yellowstone, and up into Red Lodge, Montana, and Big Sky, Montana. That whole like southern portion, man, that's where all the Bill Gates Yellowstone Club people are at. So, and these are also some of the states centrally located with the least amount of population per capita. Now, obviously in Colorado, you got Denver, Colorado Springs, and then the other place is a little bit further north.
Fort Collins.
Fort Collins area.
Do you know what Agenda 21 people originally called Fort Collins? The jewel of the Ickley Empire. They were the model city for Agenda 21 policies.
Of course they are.
That's why Virginia Farver's there fighting feverishly against what they're doing.
You know, what a gorgeous state to be ruined, by the way, by politics.
I agree. It's my home state, Doug. I know all too well. The Gang of Four in Colorado really transformed the politics. And then this entrepreneur from Fort Collins, Pat Stryker, had a lot to do with it. She was the Cylindria Queen. Do you remember that? The $800 million boondoggle to create algae. Remember when we talked before we went on air? I'd mentioned that the reason that Corexit was used by Obama, one, he made money off of it from Vanguard 1 and 2, but it was really because it turned the beaches into algae, and they were going to use algae as the big biofuel. And that was in the same time frame when Obama gave Pat Stryker the Cylindria contract. Fort Collins, that's where she's from, interestingly enough. A lady named Stacy Lynn opposed a lot of Pat Stryker's policies, and it didn't end well for Stacy.
What is your professional opinion on the vice president of Pfizer coming out and saying that, and I'm shortening this, and that the jabs are all poison?
I don't know. What's his status with the company? Is he on full retirement?
You know, all I know is that he was a current VP. I don't know if he's the current VP, but I know he was a vice president of that company. And he came out, and it was all over Twitter and social media.
Yeah, I saw it.
And he brazenly said, "Oh yeah, the jab is poisonous. It's deadly. Don't take it." And he said that multiple times now. Maybe, you know, God put a guilty conscience on him. So I look at this and I go, you know, there's no way you can still keep backing all this. There's no way you keep backing all this. You can't deny the vaccine injury anymore. The government is now starting to actually pay people for the vaccine injury because it was their stupid mandates. And they'll be taken to task. Somebody will be really, really lucky with a good lawyer, and they'll take them to task and, you know, win $1 billion and spend it all on like an airplane or something. But this new variant, just like the war, just like the aliens and the angels and the monsters and whatever, you know, sensational stuff that comes out, it's all unique timing. Every 12 hours, something new to freak out about. Because at least in America, every hour that some actual important news goes by, you completely forget about it because there's, what, cats playing pianos and dogs walking backwards. And we have such a small window of, like, reality in America. that they can get away with this stuff, man. It's Operation Mockingbird. Well, okay,
there you go. The two possibilities I see is this guy got a conscience, found Jesus, and is trying to warn humanity. That's one. The other one is, let's just test the waters. Let's just show people there's nothing you can do. This is what we're doing to you. You may as well just lay down and take your beating.
Well, let me ask you this. With this new variant that they're now wanting to talk about, would you, and hypothetical FBI, put down your pencils, would you release another virulent strain of the flu that's, you know, a little bit worse than the normal, and just to get people back into the lockdowns? And while people, because you know for a fact, you and I know this, we talk to people too much. No one's going back to a lockdown. Nobody. Nobody's going
back
to a
lockdown. Unless bodies start, state governments. No, if bodies start dropping in the streets, people will willingly go along with it. That's why I think this variant might be a lot worse.
Yes and no. It doesn't have to be worse. It could just be. It could be a bellwether. It could be the canary in the coal mine, another beta test to see how the American people will respond to this, COVID agent. And if people start freaking out, because, they're going to go to mainstream media and then they're going to go to social media, and their little intel guys that they pay are going to be peddling a million stories, just like they did about all the stupid alien stuff, just to hype up the people. So it gets you on that dopamine, right? Get you a little bit of that dope. Get you on that dopamine run, make you scared, make people talk. And if you use AI and bots, obviously, like the 4 million bots that followed Joe Biden's Twitter account, okay, you can easily program these things. Everybody freak out about this. Ready, set, go. 4 million new comments and posts on Twitter. Look at the new COVID variant. Everybody, shiny object. And really, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's a psychological operation we have handled through time and time again through the existence of this world. Variants of deadly strains of viruses, and we've survived. We survived. So why in the world do we need to freak out to the point that let's kill all the cows for green energy and sell all your vehicles and cut the testicles off your kids and their breasts and let's do away with cops, let's do away with government, let's just all have one great big Mad Max reunion because of COVID. Or because of this, or because of that. They're overloading. What's the psychological term that I can't, it's on the tip of my tongue, Dave. It's like a whole sensory overload.
Yeah, it results in what we call cognitive dissonance, is when there the belief system is so challenged at one time that people don't have adequate resources or experience to process it properly. And so they just tune it out. That's cognitive dissonance.
So you add cognitive dissonance along with the easy act of just fear, and then, Dave, you slip in the Ebola stuff.
And holy crap. Yeah, I think Ebola is coming as a real depopulation agent. It could be next. We need to do a whole show on this. I talked about the fact that they had a vaccine for it from Crusoe Laboratories back in 08. That information was scrubbed from the internet the moment I published it. I retained the hard copies. Ebola is owned by the CDC, and the only way you can own a natural virus is if you've transmuted it. So clearly they've weaponized it. I've been through all this. Ebola will definitely be used, and the CDC and their friends will profit from it. And I think that will be the ultimate kill shot, pun intended. I absolutely think that's true. There's one more thing I want to cover with you, and I know we're real careful not to mention names here, but I want to issue a warning. Prophets, false prophets, wars, rumors of wars. Ladies and gentlemen, you all know the mainstream media is full of doo-doo, but unfortunately, Doug and I will tell you this too, and we have nothing to gain by saying this, and we're not going to impugn people. We're asking you to use your God-given discernment. Pray about who you listen to, because one of the things that I'm concerned about is the fake Christ information that's being given by people who are supposed Christians, which I don't think they are. The other thing that really concerns me is the fake information that's being given along those same lines under the guise of pseudo-Christianity. And they're really COINTELPRO, and they're designed to fool the public. And there's a number of them in our side of the fence in the alt media. You want to comment on that before we close?
So if anyone doesn't know what COINTELPRO is, that's counterintelligence operation, the FBI started that back in the 70s while the CIA was starting Operation Chaos. Mm-hmm. History helps, kids. Make sure you're doing your school lessons. real quick, we're not going to name names. Let the Holy Spirit guide you on this. Pray about it, right? As some people like to say, pray about it. If you get the move in your spirit to send thousands of dollars to people who are feeding you regurgitated milk, then do it. I don't care. It's your money. But if you are just hearing the same garbage over and over and over and over again, and you're not getting anywhere, and you're getting further away from Christ, turn off the phone. Turn Doug off. Turn Dave off. Turn your damn TV off. Go outside and walk and get back into your Bible, because no one has the right answer. But the only answer is Christ. And only the Holy Spirit will lead you through this mess when it comes. Man, Dave, it's going to be a big messy sandwich, and everyone in the world is going to take a bite out of it. The only thing that you're going to be able to wash your mouth out with is the cleansing water of Christ. That's it. That is it. And if your pastor won't talk like that, you might want to consider going somewhere else. If they're not calling out sin, and if they're in sin, you better go somewhere else. Don't you stay in no house that's dead.
Well,
get out of those dead houses or tombs.
Most of the pastors of large churches, overwhelmingly, do not bring in real world of events. For example, the sexual persuasions that you and I said, listen, what you do is what you do. God will judge you in the end of days, but we don't care as long as you don't pervert our kids and cause a public threat. Now, having said that, there are pastors and churches that even embrace some of this. There are pastors and churches that ignore it. And they won't bring in real world examples to educate their flock on what's a sin and what's not a sin. And those churches are dead. And church attendance is down dramatically since the beginning of COVID. Yep. And I'm telling you, it's not because of COVID. It's not because the government closed the churches. The attendance is down, Doug, because people see through the BS. It's empty Christianity.
It is. It is. And, you know, for me and you, you know, God has raised us up and give us these platforms, not that to abuse, to get money from the widow with a lot of money, right? Who doesn't know what to do, or the guy who has a lot of money just wants to be a part of the fight. And you only point to, you know, your online store as the way to really fight. Get my books and DVDs. Go to my conferences. No, give to the widows, give to the orphans, go out and preach to the masses. If someone comes to you hungry, feed them. If someone comes to you thirsty, give them water. If they come naked, clothe them. That's what the master expected from us, and that's what we should be doing.
Great. That's exactly right. Unfortunately, a lot of people's discipleship comes with a big price. And you notice here we're not soliciting, hey, save us money and do this and that and the other. It's just, it's repulsive what's going on our side of the fence. And unfortunately, some people who I once trusted are now part of the problem. And that's just the way that it is. And you have to use discernment. Some people even judge Doug and I to be part of this COINTELPRO movement. Well,
oh yeah.
Let me just say this.
Okay? We get called New World Order, yeah, and Illuminati and Masons and whatever.
I hear you.
Whatever.
Let's put it this way. Lifestyle, Doug's life did not improve when he left DHS to do what he's doing. I'll just say that. Okay. And that's, I don't think I need to elaborate any more than that. And the thing is there's nothing wrong with making a living off this side of the fence. There's nothing wrong with selling products that we think people are going to need. I don't besmirch people that. But when people take the attitude like, my way is the only way and you're going to have to pay me to find out what my way is, I have a real problem with that.
Well, that, and they turn idols. Many of you listening to me right now, the men that you listen to, your favorite podcast and author, you've turned them into your idol. You talk more about their books and their DVDs and their conferences and what they're doing and what they think, and you have forgotten your first love, which is God.
Exactly right.
Come out of it.
I could not have said that any better. And like I said, I would encourage you, when you listen to Doug and I speak, pray for discernment. We don't profess to be correct about everything, but I believe our heart's in the right place, and we're trying to warn people as the watchman on the tower, because if we don't help people see what's coming and make sense of what's here, then people are going to be swallowed up by deception. And that's one of the things that greatly concerns me, is good Christians can be led astray in the final days. It says, even the elect shall be deceived. And this is the purpose, really, the main purpose behind what I do and what Doug does. Doug, real quickly, we got about 20 seconds. Tell people how to listen to you.
American Vindictus Show, GSRadio.net, and also YouTube. Dave, I think we need to start talking about this more.
I agree. I agree.
I think we need to make this a mainstay and to reach out there to the men to grab your testicular fortitude. Make sure it's still there, men. The war is coming, but Christ is coming. Be ready for both.
It's time to choose a side. There's no question. Okay, I'm Dave Hodges of The Common Sense Show and Doug Thornton of American Vindicta. And together we are the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. God bless.